As Connecticut approaches the end of the second month without a state budget, Democratic legislative leaders say they'll present their revised final state budget plan this week. The proposal is expected to include a controversial sales tax increase. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
Democratic House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz of Berlin says members of his caucus have crunched the numbers and have concluded that there's no way to close the projected $3.5 billion deficit in the state's overdue two-year budget without new sources of revenue. But the sales tax increase would be less than House Democrats had called for in their initial budget proposal. That had been an increase from the current 6.35% to 6.99%.
I would say there's a very good shot it will be less than 6.99. I don't know what level it will be until I finish talking with my members.
Senate Democratic President Martin Looney of New Haven says there's a possibility that to pull in more revenue, the sales tax may have to be extended to items that are not now taxed.
There are two questions there. First of all, will it be extended? And secondly, if it's to be extended, at what rate? Would it be at the full rate or would it be at some reduced rate? So those are also on the table as potential sales tax issues.
Looney says these issues will be finalized at a caucus meeting before they present their proposal. But Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy is skeptical.
I don't think they're that close, quite frankly. Any perusal of budgets that I've personally been involved in, you know, would call for, you know, something approaching $1 billion in tax increases.
Malloy says he's absolutely against balancing the budget with new taxes.
$1 billion tax increase is not acceptable. It isn't. Revenues have come in short. We have to examine our expenditures.
This is a position that's also held by Republicans who have an 18-18 tie in the Senate. But Democratic leaders say they are not deterred. They say they are confident that after meeting with their caucus this week, they will have a final budget plan. Speaker Arisimowitz is predicting the plan would be ready for a vote within the next 3 weeks. That would prevent the governor's cuts to state funding for cities and towns that are scheduled to take effect by the end of September. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.